I found.
Oh, look.
Hey, hello. Morning.
It's like
hello,
Jimmy Carr and David Walliams.
Look at this comedy lineup just coming in.
Crikey.
I know, we're going to share a mic.
Can't believe our luck.
David, I can't believe you've come in to promote Jimmy's DVD, which is out today.
I've come in to promote my new children's book. Stink. Because I'm doing Newsbeat today.
Oh.
And I thought to save having to get up early again and come and see you, I'd come and see you today.
Why not? Very nice suit, by the way.
Thank you very much. I've made an effort, even though it's on the radio.
Yeah, Jimmy?
Yeah, it's a nice suit.
No, no.
You haven't made an effort.
I'm wearing a cardigan. What do you want? I'm dressed down.
He's wearing a lady's cardigan.
It's not. How is it a lady's cardigan? Because you can talk.
It's a lady.
You can talk. You made a career of dressing as a lady.
Yeah, but that's a job. He only does that when he's getting paid.
Yes,
he doesn't
I
do
know.
It.
I hate it. I can't stand it.
But you know, David in real life is very, very butch and macho.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's always playing rugby and stuff.
How are you, Chris?
I am very well. Mr. Stink, is this the hilarious new children's novel by yourself?
It is, yes.
Wow.
It's in the shops now, and that copy is for you.
Is it really?
If you want, I can draw a pornographic picture in there for
well,
you.
Well, you always do with your books.
I don't do it for the children at the side.
No, right. that would be inappropriate, wouldn't it?
That wasn't the last book about dressing up as a lady.
Yes,
it was.
It was. But this one, there's only slight...
And this one's about being smelly. So you're sort of doing your autobiography in sections by theme.
I thought your career had ended over a terrible scandal.
Well, some would say...
But no, that's not
don't it. Mention it,
David. You've got to be careful. You're on the BBC. You're not allowed to say anything.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You know how that works. Yeah.
I've apologised fully, and we've moved on.
We have moved
DVDs
on.
In the shops today. We're back to normal. Normal service.
A slightly re-edited, the very rushedly edited DVD.
Yeah,
last week.
There's a massive chunk coming out of that. Wow.
Chloe looked at her alarm clock radio when she finally dropped into bed. 6:44 a.m. She had never been to bed that late, ever.
It's for children, yes.
Is there an audio book?
Not yet.
Okay, you should do it.
Would you like to take part in it?
Well, I'll help you.
Would you like to play Chloe, the little 12-year-old girl?
Sure.
Could you do
in the worst piece of
us?
Casting in human history?
Why do you say that?
Well, come on, do the 12-year-old girl's voice.
Well, I'm trying to find a line that she might say. Let me have a look.
Come on.
What?
That's the only bit. I said it wasn't good. It's classic. I'm loving it. Loving your work.
I'd love to see you dressed as a 12-year-old
girl. It sounds boring, said Chloe.
That's very good.
See?
I thought she was here.
Yeah. She's not. She's made up.
What's your DVD called?
Telling jokes in the most obvious... I've just done it so that they all say a sentence along the thing.
How many jokes are in it, do you think?
250. About 256, actually.
How
in that
many
show.
Do you think are offensive?
About... Oh, no, there's a bit at the end, actually. The encore of the show, I basically go, I'll try and say the most offensive thing I possibly can and talk about what you can and can't say. And then I do sort of 15 jokes that just get worse and worse and worse.
Can I just say,
horrendous.
At this point, our producer, Alan, has just sweat his entire body weight in
oh, no, no,
in 10
I'm not going to say anything on it. It's not, you know
it's
what?
Not it's not you he's worried about.
And it's worth saying, it's not for everyone. It's
sure.
You know.
Who is it for?
Who's it for? It's for people without a moral compass is who it's for.
Oh, well, I've
oh, David.
Put me down for one.
You should order a truckload.
So how's things going this morning? What have you guys been up to?
Not a lot. We've just been killing time till you got here.
Just, yeah, pretty much hoping, sitting here hoping that two comedy greats would turn up. We're halfway there. Yeah.
Have you had John and Edward on yet?
We haven't had them on yet, no.
Who do you fancy more, John or Edward?
Stacey Solomon.
Yeah. She's nice, isn't she?
I like her.
She can't say three words without laughing.
I know. That's the kind of girl I like.
Is this X Factor?
Yeah. Yes, it's X Factor.
My problem with X Factor is I work in the evening, so I don't see X Factor, and you can't have a conversation in this country
anymore
without it.
You record it, tape it.
Why do you watch on a Sunday? Sky Plus? Couldn't you?
Sky Plus, have you seen what they're charging?
Seriously, why don't Sky Plus
it? I've got to start Sky Plus
it's
all people are talking about. They're going,
because you can make jokes about it on stage.
I'm not that sort. It doesn't sound offensive enough for me.
We'll write them for you.
All right. No,
we could write some offensive stuff about John and Edward for you.
You deliver
John
it.
And Edward are the twins that are from...
Ireland. Oh, Dublin. Dublin.
Get with the programme, Jimmy.
All right. Sorry. Hush my mouth.
How was the party on Saturday? I take it you were both at Jonathan's big Halloween party.
I can't believe you didn't come. Why didn't you come to the party?
I didn't.
I just
told you off the air why I didn't go.
Yeah, because you weren't dressed
but
up.
But you wouldn't have needed a costume.
Why is that, David?
Because you're terrifying anyway.
Terrifyingly handsome. Is that what you mean?
Devastatingly sexy.
Jimmy, actually, a pair of you both in the paper today from the party. Jimmy dressed in a very elaborate Batman costume, and David with a wig. It just looks like you're wearing a wig.
was your outfit on Saturday?
Well, I was meant to be Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Right.
Because I sort of had a... I couldn't think of anything in original to do.
Right.
Because, like, Dracula is that's probably the most boring choice for a Halloween party.
But don't you have access to the massive BBC costume department? Can't you just ring them up and go, I need something scary in my size?
I can, but I was in Los Angeles making a movie.
Right, sure.
And,
That's why I didn't go.
Really?
That's really? Why I didn't
is that
go?
How we start an anecdote?
And anyway, no.
So were you? I was in Margate last night.
No, I didn't sorry, have a go, lot no, of time. Go on, tell us more. How
I didn't have
film?
A lot of time to get a costume together, so I apologise. I didn't realise you can dress as anything.
Well, no,
I thought it had to be something horrifying, but in America it's just sort of anything
goes. I think
goes,
it goes, yeah, as anything, as sort of something from this year or whatever. I went as Batman because I'm 14 in my head, and I went, I want to be Batman, I like it, I like him.
I didn't go, I went for a curry instead of a Tim and Martin.
Not really entering.
Were they dressed up?
No, but Martin always dresses a bit funny, and Tim's got ginger hair, yeah. so together we did look like you know, half of a Halloween party.
I'm coming on your show again.
Yes, you are.
I'm very, very on the excited. Telly show. Who's going to be on it the same week as me?
I'm not
going
to tell you, but there will be a very sexy lady on when you're on.
One that I've already had the knowledge of?
Well, chances are, yes, if they're still alive.
Statistically, yes. There'll be two women on there, so
let's
why not?
Let's be honest, yeah. The chance of finding somebody you haven't dated is very, very...
I think I'm doing
low.
That in a couple of weeks as well. When
you're
it,
doing
it back
it as well.
On? Is it back on in the new year?
It's back on telly next year, but we start filming on Monday.
Oh, do we? All right.
Well, you're not on Monday. Don't turn up.
All right, okay. Well, I'll come at some stage.
Four, I think.
Show four, the good one.
I don't know, yeah.
I'm not on with him, am I? Because he's a bit...
No.
Yeah. Good.
We've moved people around for David's
show. Have you still got that screen? You know,
yes.
Oh, I didn't like that.
Oh, really?
Well, because I feel I should be on display 24/7.
Well, no, you'll be...
Are you still hosting it?
Yes.
That's the thing I had a problem with.
Right.
Because I mean, we had a chat. He said he didn't like the screen. I don't like you on television, so
no,
if we could...
I'm still on it. It's my show.
Oh, right, okay, yeah, fine.
That'd be great, though, if you could franchise it out, though, wouldn't it?
Mind you, that never stopped them on Channel 5 when I got bumped
true.
Off my own show. That was... That was
Live with Chris Moyles, hosted by...
Kristen O'Connell. Yeah. Brilliant. They just changed the Moyles and added a few more letters. So, no, yeah, you're going to be on. But don't worry, I've made sure that you're on with good people.
Well, who... Which sexy lady?
I can't disclose it now, because I can't...
I just want to know whether I need to have a gentleman's wash before I go on.
Oh, yeah, you should. Oh, yeah, you should.
You're making the producer very nervous, David. Stop it.
I tell you what, I'm looking at the ladies that we've lined up. I think you'll be very pleased, David.
Okay.
Yeah. But just do me a favour. Don't be too... How can I word this? Creepy.
Mm.
Just be nice, David.
Just book someone else.
No,
it's so much easier than saying to Williams, don't be creepy.
Because
look
no,
at him. Look at him. He's leering at us
I
both.
I can't help it. I've just got a creepy face.
A gentleman's
do you know when you're
wash.
Sweet?
What are you like?
Do you know when you're sweet and charming and lovely, David? Mm. That's nice. The ladies like that.
When is that?
Well, you know, sometimes...
I remember that, yeah.
But the... You know when you undress women with your eyes and then redress them with your eyes over several minutes? I think that freaks them out a little bit.
Which women have been freaked out by that?
Most women.
Yeah. Text in.
No, don't.
We should set up a helpline.
No, don't. Don't text in because you'll blow up the text messages. Has David ever undressed you with his eyes? 8-1-1-9.
I thought you were asking us.
I think you should do... have you considered doing a surgery special?
About
Williams. If you've been distressed by David Williams looking at you
call
funny,
us
call us now.
It's a special 5-hour
show.
Be
a case study.
Oh, I feel very upset now.
Do you?
You don't really, though, do
it's
you?
It's fine.
Look at him, look.
We haven't at all talked about my homosexual tendencies, either.
Because you're straight and everybody knows it, David. Seriously, we all know that years ago when you were trying to make it on that digital channel and you and Matt were doing that show and nobody was watching and your good friends were Dale Winton and Dale went, listen, mate, you want to be successful, you're going to play the gay card. Well, it's a treat with me. I'm all over the BBC. So you went, well, I'm not fully sure if I could. I feel a bit of a fraud. What if I just kind of pretend a bit and people might believe it? Whoosh, look at your career. And Jimmy, the same with you, though,
you know,
to be fair.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Once you started being this little bit camp, woof, them DVD sales
woof.
Went through the roof.
Woof.
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 Woosh, I think, would be better
paging,
than woof.
Paging Dr. Freud. Jimmy, you're a bit camp. Woof was the next thing you said.
Woof.
Yeah. Whoosh was what you meant to say.
Whoosh is what I said.
Woof.
Well, it's whoosh. Whoosh. It's the same. It's just a noise and a movement.
Yeah. Hey, Dale says hi. His wife's pregnant again.
But you know what? It's unbelievable. He's just a baby making machine.
Of course you did. Look at you.
Is he all right?
He was very well.
Does he watch Hole in the Wall now, violently drunk, throwing things at the television?
I don't think he does now. Like most people, he's not watching it anymore.
But he should be.
After week one, Dave, that was it.
You were never on it, were you?
No, Dave did week one of the new series.
Oh, sorry, Dave.
That's when everyone tuned in.
That's all right. That was the
What's
big...
What's Anton like in real life?
He's very, 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 very nice.
There you go.
That could have gone either way with the very.
Who else was on your episode?
On my episode was Nasty Nick, John Altman. There was also Joe Swash's team captain.
Well, they should do a celebrity version.
I started the show by coming down a slide with Anne Diamond between my legs.
Okay, no, David, no, David,
that's
no.
Gold, isn't it?
No, Alan, hold him, back hold him.
It was
hold
an him. Ambition realised.
No, Dave, you're not helping. You're really not. Well, look, while you're here, let me just tell everyone that Mr. Stink, the hilarious new children's novel by David Walliams, is out in the shops today. We were talking about if you want to do some early Christmas shopping, that's perfect. Let me see how much
get
it is.
Get that for the 8 to 12-year-olds, and for the under-5s, get the Jimmy Carr DVD.
I wouldn't. Don't get the two presents mixed up.
Yeah. Although you could, I mean, if you buy a book and you buy a DVD, because they're wrapped, they look the same. Someone must have done that. Someone must have bought a DVD like with an age insert and gone, yeah, there you go. Postman Pat.
So Mr. Stink and Jimmy's DVD is also out today. Two ideal stocking fillers. What great Christmas presents!
What is it? November 2nd.
Well, yeah, but you get it in early. It's telling jokes.
Telling Jokes is my DVD. It's yellow. It's got a yellow cover.
And on a very disturbing. Crazy. It's a disturbing picture.
Well, they
of
sent
you.
Me the pictures for the cover, and I went, "Oh yeah, I love that one. I look fine. I look absolutely fine."
You
I
don't
look crazy on the cover of it.
It's like, just made in a bad way.
It's like half cartoon,
and I just kind of look weird. It's been over photoshopped. I look odd on the cover. I look
crazy.
But
you wear a lot of makeup, don't you, when you're on television?
I wear tinted moisturiser and a little bit of guy liner, and I'll thank you to look away.
Do you ever wear...
Okay, here we go. He's off. He's off. Look. Mm. See now, look what you've done.
What?
Look, he's off now.
I didn't know you needed to wear makeup to be on the radio.
Yeah, of course I do. Of course I do.
It's all about confidence.
How to pale up. There's the picture of Jimmy's
DVD.
It
does look weird. Looks like he's from the 1940s.
Let me see. It looks...
Do you know what? You need a cigarette in your hand and need to be going, hello there.
That's what they photoshopped a smile on there.
No, on all the other photos, like on the covers of the TVs.
Like, that's not a photo.
One.
It's like a cartoon.
It's a photo, but then they had to photoshop it because I looked weirder than that.
That's not a photo, Jimmy.
I'm telling you,
somebody is lying to you.
That's how I look.
But you don't have a cartoon face.
I do.
You have a big face. But not a cartoon face.
You look a bit evil in that.
I look like a man closer than I am.
Hello.
You look like a man trying to be nice.
Do you know you?
That's
do you know,
not.
Do you know how freaky you look? do you know how scary looking that picture? You could be that person there on the front of your DVD would be friends with David Walliams and go out drinking together.
Yeah, that looks...
Prowling around northwest London on a Friday evening.
I look like a photo fit.
Hello, my darling. Like. Have you met David Walliams? Let me introduce you. He is over here.
Yeah, I'm his wingman.
Can't imagine that.
Yeah, so hello, it's a full-time job.
Can you imagine him being your wingman on a Friday night?
It's happened.
Hello, I'm Jimmy Carr. Have you met David? Sure, come on over, converse. you'd be on your own every night.
Don't be frightened. Please don't cry. It's David Walliams.
Well, anyway, look, and I hope, by the way, I can come in onto your shows on the 23rd of November when my album's out. Otherwise, I kind of feel a little bit left
What's
out.
What's your
of the
album?
Deal.
Is it?
No,
he's done that.
You know all the songs. You know all the kind of comedy songs they've done.
I've never listened to the show. No,
you do.
What
listen
do you mean
to the show?
Listen to
you do. You get up every morning at 6:30.
They've done
you big liar.
That as a like proper rock star album. Are you going on tour?
Well, maybe.
You should do
yourselves.
A gig. Well, why don't you do a proper Brixton Academy, Hammersmith Apollo, get like a proper gig. You'd love that. The karaoke thing was your best thing ever.
I know, thank you.
Do it as a proper gig.
Do it, and you could always say it's for charity, so it takes away the embarrassment.
Well, no, what embarrassment?
Well, you know, in case people laugh at you.
What do you mean? Well, no, it's they're funny songs. That's fine.
No, but there's laughing with someone is laughing at somebody.
I honestly think you should do it as a proper gig with, like, guest stars and do
right.
the songs.
That's
do
a
it
good
as
idea.
A, do it as a proper, proper gig.
Yeah.
I think people would want to see it. It's fun.
Like Live Earth, but bigger.
Yeah.
Like Live Earth, but yeah, that made a difference, didn't it? Everything changed after Live Earth.
It did.
The world is fine now.
Do you remember when we used to use bulbs and things? Not anymore.
Yep.
I tell you what, things did change. Chris Rock got a lifetime ban from live BBC One television.
Ah, yeah, that's a thing.
Well, look, we should play a record.
Oh, yeah, what have we got?
We've got the new Jason Derulo single, the What You Say track.
Well, I think we've all been waiting for this.
Well, you'll know. It's the sample of Imogen Heap's Hide and Seek placed over a modern-day R&B kind of a rap track.
Wow. Mm? Splice it up.
Thanks. David, oh, yes?
Yes, that sounds marvellous. Just I've got to go.
Right.
But it's a great opportunity for you to slag me off when I leave.
How rude! You won't even wait till then. Mm. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. David Williams, Mr. Jimmy Carr. Very nice, what a nice surprise. What did she say?